And now this is a dictation for Deborah, D-E-B-O-R-A-H, Jacobo, J-A-C-O-B-O, November 2064, addresses a letter to Dr. Kozlowski, K-O-Z-L-O-V as in Victor, S-K-I, 463-1534, and Richelle, R-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, Mott, M-A-C-H-T-N-P. Dear Dr. Kozlowski and Mrs. Mott, a follow-up for Mrs. Jacobo, who has chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, morbid obesity, last visit in September. She's legally blind, no hospital admission, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, no infection in the urine, cloudiness or blood, has an ulcer on the right-sided first toe, has been multiple antibiotic exposure, as well as a wound clinic, apparently already healed, chronic edema up to the ankles, no chest pain, palpitation, syncope, no increase of dyspnea, no sleep apnea or oxygen at night, no purulent material hemoptysis, some upper respiratory infection or symptoms of sinusitis. She did fail in December last year. She tripped, no loss of consciousness. She was in Florida, did not go to the emergency room, the laceration over the eye healed without any sutures, x-rays no fractures. Next paragraph, antibiotic exposure included doxycycline, rosefin, amoxicillin, and Bactrim. Next paragraph, blood pressure 160, 179, weight 350. She's alert to intestine 3, no respiratory distress. Next paragraph, medication list review. I want to highlight the Bumex, Losartan, Propranolol, next paragraph, the most recent chemistries from March, creatinine 1.7, although baseline is 1.36. This could be from the Bactrim, a normal sodium, potassium, elevated bicarbonate at 34, GFR 33, that will be a stage 3B, high glucose 378, normal albumin calcium, minor increase alkaline sulfatase, probably from food ulcer, other liver and function test not elevated, anemia 11.7, and normal platelet count. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Acute and chronic renal failure, likely from exposure to Bactrim. We'll see what the next blood test shows. Next number, CKD stage 3, likely from diabetes and hypertension. Next number, foot ulcer healing, multiple antibiotic exposure. In the differential diagnosis for acute renal failure, interstitial nephritis. Next number, morbid obesity. Next number, legally blind. Next number, hypertension, not very well controlled. Losartan could be increased, but with the renal failure, monitor potassium creatinine. Propranolol is an all-type medications. It's not first line for blood pressure treatment. And Bumex, we do not want to increase unless needed, as it can cause pre-renal state. She's going to monitor blood pressure at home before we do further adjustments. Plan to repeat blood tests on the next week or so. Further advice based on those results. End of dictation.